Вот мы еще у
одного из наших профессиональных друзей, another divine friend of ours.
Только что
recently we thanked Jesus for Darshan.
Записали.
Wrote down.
Кого-то он отругал.
Some of you he scolded.
Кому-то наобещал.
To others he promised something.
Всяких. Сейчас мы у его
соседа. And now we are visiting his neighbor.
Ясина Бога.
Ясин Год.
По всей земле.
On the all earth.
Работают, по-видимому.
Many divine teachers work.
Национальные там.
Without depending on national and religious differences.
Божественные учителя, которые прежде работали, воплощались,
they were incarnated in different countries, in different religious traditions.
Вот здесь
here are Jesus,
Тахатеп,
Сатьясаи,
Элизабет Хейч, ну и в частности. Вот нельзя еще.
Also, I should mention Menil, who had this name in the incarnation in Manchuria, and later he was Alexander Svirsky in Russia.
Его нетленное тело от последнего воплощения до сих пор покоится.
His incorruptible body is still reposed in one of the Orthodox cloisters.
Но также вот мы.
Also, we know very well
с теми, кто нам тоже
оказали divine teachers who helped us a lot our school.
Это божественные учителя
the divine teachers of ancient Slavonic Aryan culture. They are Surya.
Это Лада.
Лада.
Кого еще, может быть,
maybe I forgot to mention someone.
Кроме Ясина Бога, а?
Except Ясин Год.
Ну, Осирис,
yes,
да,
Осирис worked in Russia, though he is of Assyrian origin.
Древних,
the god of sun of ancient Assyrians.
Не будем путать его, не будем его путать.
Let's not mix him with
египетским.
Osiris of Egypt, and this one is Osiris.
Ну вот Осирис, он работал, да.
Osiris, yes, is from region of Syria.
Но он также работал.
But he also worked in the ancient Russia.
До христианского.
Before the Christian baptism of Russia.
Но в данном случае вот мы пришли в гости.
And now. We are visiting Ясин Год.
Он так и фигурирует в русских.
Under this name, he is mentioned in Russian fairy tales. Ясин Год.
Вот здесь.
He is here.
Первоионный брахманический Махадубали,
сходящий. He is Махадабал of the first brahmanic level, arising from the abode of the Creator. This is his second favorite place. And we acquainted with him far to the north.
Но потом показал, что он и здесь тоже имеет любимое место.
And later we found this place.
Можем наблюдать.
On this place we also can see his Mahadabha.
Чем он ценен для нас? Вот мы входим.
What is valuable on this place for us?
Божественный дом.
We enter his divine subtlety.
Мы можем войти, как
we can enter like we recently entered the smile of Jesus, and we can feel his form like we did it with the Mahadabal of Satyasai, for example, or Babaji. There is another possibility. When the consciousness is developed, we can look at the body from the front, which is in front of Mahadabal, and this allows to fall into the Mahadabal. let's stand back to the Mahadabu. So fall into the Mahadabu with Anahata and fill it with Anahata, and this allows us to settle more firmly in the first Brahmanic aeon. This habit of being in the first Brahmanic aeon, every time, everywhere, in every conditions, is very important. It is from this position that we can enter later the abode of the Creator. Except from this exercise, we can also learn to determine the borders of the place when moving the body, and in every place of power it makes sense to move the body. And of course we can have an oral contact with another divine teacher, and this is always very important for us.